A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Gus, I'm inside the restaurant. The guy finally let me in. He said he's never heard of Chin's Italian, never heard of you. I don't know who that guy is, but the place is a shithole, man. We're supposed to be opening in the fucking week, and the place is still a sandwich shop, an empty sandwich shop. Where's the money? Did you fuck me? Are you fucking me right now? Where is the money we raised? We owe a lot of people who donated money. A free dinner and a t-shirt, dude. Where is all the money we raised on Kickstarter? Call me back.
That's my business partner. That message that I received this morning is from my business partner and friend. Well, we'll see how the friendship goes at this point. Sounds a little rocky. I'm speaking about Rico Colantoni, a famous actor and friend and business partner of mine. A lot of you know that have been listening to the show, I am opening Chin's Italian Restaurant with my business partner, famous actor, Rico Colantoni. Okay, hold on now. Let me right this ship for a moment. You are listening to a brand new episode of Dexter Guff is Smarter Than You, the self-help podcast, where I am doing everything in my power to give you my tips and tricks of the trade so that you can lead your very best life. And God, I hope that's what you're doing. I really do. I know that's my intention here, is to help you lead your best life. So, if you have been listening, yes, we are opening Chin's. It's happening next week. And Rico, a little stressed. I think I picked up on that in his voice in particular, a little stressed in that message. But such a learning moment for you, my listener. And that is that in any partnership, there's going to be a nutcase. There's going to be someone stressed out of their mind, biting off their nails, losing 10 pounds before the opening of a restaurant through stress. And then there is the other partner who's just simply that rock, the person that's keeping that ship steady through those entrepreneurial white caps that, you know, lick up over the deck and wash whoever's on that deck into the sea, never to be seen again. So that's me, just steadying that ship. I'm the rock. Sometimes the rock doesn't call that other stressed out partner, who's literally losing their mind, because I'm too busy trying to be a rock so that when it is opening time, we're good to go. Still a week away, lots of time. In my world, I'll tell you what, I could probably open 4 or 5 restaurants in a week. I mean, that's so much time. So I'm not stressed. And in regards to the money, Rico, please, come on now. You know the money's all good. We're good there. I know where every dime is. Someone had to buy the Parmesan, and that's what I did. And I may have overbought, but I wanted to get enough Parmesan to get us through opening. And of course, that cheese it has come directly from Florence. So it's on its way. It'll be here for next week. A delicious, delicious Florentian Parmigiane will be showing up at Chin's. So Tammy, let's roll in on today's episode, because we have a great one lined up for you.
Let's do this.
D, this is going to be fun.
I dare you to listen.
It's time.
E,
on your mental treadmill, what takes priority? Your goals or your dreams?
Dexter Guff.
X, technology, entertainment, design. Throw that out the window. That's old news.
Are you kidding me?
Come on now.
What was your biggest failure? No. Let me guess.
I don't think you're ready.
I'm Dexter Guff, and I'm smarter than you.
Okay, my dear, dear listener, so glad you are with me today. I have an incredible show for you lined up, a very personal show, actually. This will be personally very revealing, I would say, because my feature interview today is a conversation that I will be having with my ex-high school sweetheart. Oh, yeah. I'm going there. I really am. Shannon Douglas will be joining us on the program a little later on today for what I imagine will be a very spark-filled, emotional, potentially hot conversation as two old lovers meet. But the point for doing this, though, of course, is to help teach you, because I'm going to look back at relationships like the one I had with Shannon Douglas, and see if there are any patterns in these relationships, these primary love relationships. So that's the point for the conversation. It could get hot. I don't know. I really don't know. It's been such a long time, but sometimes that just makes that fondness grow. But enough about Shannon for now. Let's not put the horse before the cart. And that's not a reference to Shannon in any case. In any way. What I'm saying is let's do the other part of the show before we get to Shannon. Okay, so why am I being such a stumblejohn here? Stumbling over my words. That never happens. Goodness, I'm a little bit flustered. I'm sure Shannon is too. Okay, let's go into the thought palace for today's thought release. God, that was crazy.
Take a breath. Let it out. As a general rule of thumb, humans can go for about 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, some people a lifetime without sex. But get this, we can only go about 3 minutes without breath. Not only is our breath essential for keeping us alive, it's also a key practice to help you crush it. You heard me right. Breathwork helps you crush it. It's beneficial to your overall health, and in some cases, your breath and manipulating your breath can actually earn you an additional $20,000 to $30,000 a day. Now, I'll explain that in a later episode, but I want to talk to you about my proprietary breathwork practice, guff huffing. Guff huffing is the simple but powerful act of changing the state of our mind and body through the way we breathe. Now, I've been huffing for years. It's not unusual to find me tucked away in a closet, in a back alley, just huffing away. That's what I do when I'm looking to get jacked up, when I'm looking to get creative, when I am looking to get ready to get things done, I huff. It's actually very addictive. But it is also a breath technique that I can teach you, the guff huff. Now, regular listeners of my show know that at the start of most thought releases, I ask you to take a breath. Now, take a moment and notice how you're breathing. Where do you feel your breath in your body? What qualities are you aware of in your breath? Does it feel relaxed or slow? Does it feel fast or shallow? Spend a few more moments noticing your breath. Now, guess what? You're doing it wrong. The most important principle of any breath work is the acknowledgement that you're breathing wrong. Your body, left to its own devices, doesn't know what the hell it's doing when it comes to breath. I don't know why, it just doesn't. That's breath work. Placing judgment on your breath is the first step towards guff huffing. Every time I tell this to new students, I always find that they are surprised when they have that moment of breath judgment that they're doing it wrong, that they're breathing like a piece of shit. Once you begin your practice of guff huffing, you will always clock the ways you breathe throughout the day. This awareness is key to being able to change it and to change the state of your mind and body so that you can crush it when you need to. Now, here's how it works. When we're in a state of stress, our breath responds accordingly. For most people, it sounds like this. But really, it should sound like this. You want your breath to mirror stress in your body, stress at a level that it shocks your body into fight or flight. It tells your body the shit is hitting the fan, you've got a deadline to meet, and you've got to do it now. That kind of forced, deep, stressful breathing that shocks the body is a guff huff. Now, I want you to hear it one more time. It almost sounds primal, but that's a sound that humans can make. It's a guff huff. It instantly sets your body into panic, and you finally get work done. Stress breath is the key of guff huffing. It's stress breath on crack. How do I know that it works? Well, last year, Tammy and I paid for a study to look into the effects of guff huffing, and we noticed that different emotional states are directly related to our breath. In this study, participants were instructed to create feelings of joy, anger, fear, or sadness, and then report the breathing pattern associated to that emotion. Now, the research team, Tammy, discovered that each emotional state corresponded to a specific breathing pattern. For example, when the subjects felt afraid, the breath sounded like this. When they felt joy, it sounded like this. And when they were asked to guff huff, like this, participants reported they felt great. It was freeing. It was cathartic. In fact, many of them said, quote unquote, "This breath makes me feel like crushing it." And that's not just because they were getting paid to be there. So whether you're in a tense car lease negotiation with a stubborn car salesman, huff it. Or maybe you're trying to bake a killer cake for your 3-year-old's birthday party, huff it. Or if you've been asked to deliver a eulogy and you want to bring that house down on time, huff it. Whatever the occasion is, when you absolutely know that you need to crush it, then guff huff it, and the results will speak for themselves. And that's today's thought release. Okay, I certainly hope that thought release was helpful for you. If you are an ASMR enthusiast, that may have been very triggering. Probably should have given a warning before that thought release. Regardless, coming up just around the corner is my conversation with my ex-high school girlfriend, Shannon Douglas. Very excited for that. But before we jump into that conversation, I do need to give some love to my sponsor, my show sponsor. I'm talking about Himalaya. The Himalaya app. You can listen to your podcasts wherever you want. Certainly, why not try my partner, Himalaya? I think you will agree they are an incredible app for listening to any of your favorite podcasts. So download it and listen to this podcast on Himalaya, and you will get it one day early. That's Himalaya, the app. Check it out.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My next guest is a familiar face to me. I changed a little bit, sure. But she is somebody that wasn't sure exactly how I'd feel when we got into the same space again. I will warn you, my listeners, this could be pretty chemistry filled. It's kind of when you look back at what could have been, for some people that can be so very difficult and can bring up all of those hot memories of what was, which may or may not be the case here. Regardless, I am sitting face to face with my first romantic relationship, my high school sweetheart, Shannon Douglas. Shannon Douglas Nike. Is that correct, Shannon?
Yeah, that's correct.
Nike. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Shannon, anything you'd like to say to me before we begin?
I was told there'd be a $25 Olive Garden gift card.
Yeah, that's we'll get that 25.
Okay, sure.
Well, just if it was only 15, bump it up by another $10. So Shannon Douglas, obviously, we haven't seen each other in a long time, not since high school, several years ago now. But why I am reminded of what was a very intense period in our lives, our relationship, and just the intensity, that heat, and that we had in high school.
To be honest, I remembered your name when I got your friend request on Facebook, but I had to actually go back in my yearbooks to kind of put a face to it, because I didn't really have.
Well, I think back, and you know why? Yeah, because back then, I had that nickname, and that's why I'm reminded of that.
You did?
What? Yeah.
What was
Shoulders?
I don't remember that.
Everyone used to call me. I should have reminded you of that.
It wouldn't, it wouldn't have helped.
The name that you also had, that name for me as well.
I had a nickname for you?
Oh, yeah, we did. You did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just don't remember that.
Boo.
Boo?
Or potentially I might have called you Boo.
I don't know.
It could have been, anyway, Shoulders or
maybe.
Boo.
It could have been.
That's probably was the reason when I originally reached out, why, you know, it was kind of that Dexter Guff. I know I've seen that name, you know, on books and on billboards and online
actually,
and all these things. But in my own life, that's Shoulders or Boo. I want to go back to where it all began. And I remember, I mean, I have some vague remembrances of just being hounded. You kept hounding. You were like a dog on a bone. There's my boo. I want to get with him. I remember that just sort of that instant, you know, you were curious about what it would be like to partner in a dating capacity. Was my membrance.
I talked to my sister about you. I got your message.
Kathleen, is she still running track?
No, she gave that up after high school. Yeah, she's.
Oh, such a shame, because she was so fast in the 200.
Yeah, I mean, we all were faster, I think, when we were teenagers. I mean, she's a midwife now, actually. She has her own business. She's doing very well.
Oh, gross. I just mean that, you know, you have to have a stomach to, you know, that's just, birth is messy.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, I had asked her about you and if she remembered us having a relationship.
Oh boy,
because
yeah.
I didn't
really.
And that's
when the faucets opened up and it was, I'm imagining.
No, she said that she remembers that you had come over, you had made this kind of like grand gesture asking me to a dance. There was something like you'd had like these flowers and it was like a stuffed lizard doll, like a stuffed animal. But it was really lifelike.
I wonder if I was, okay, so this is interesting because I'm imagining you must have been a reptile enthusiast or that would have been my grand gesture would have tapped into something that was very deeply personal to you. And that's why I would have done that, I'm imagining.
No, I feel like I then and now feel indifferent towards reptiles. I don't feel like I have an affinity or a fear or anything. Okay. Anyway, I guess after that, I did agree to go to the dance with you, mostly because I just felt bad for you. But then the dance, you know, that was kind of...
That was the start of what was that whirlwind romance where it was... Because, and this is the thing, who remembers how it started? If it was my grand gesture or you begging... But one of those things might have been it. And we got to that dance and that became the kernel that blossomed into that gorgeous corn.
I just remember you were trying to recreate that Saturday Night Fever dance move with the like Russian kicks.
Getting down.
And you had actually kicked your shoe off and it hit Mr. Manderville, the principal, in the face. And you were asked to leave and I did stay. Because at that point, all my friends were
okay,
there.
So that's interesting. So you stayed and then but as I say, so that was what began. Because how long were we, you know, how long were you head over heels in love and just in rapture of me and of us? How long did that last for you?
I mean, it didn't. It was a negative time. I don't know how to answer that.
Because we were at that dance, but then...
For about 20 minutes. I mean, it wasn't long.
Well, let's jump forward because obviously memory's a funny thing and you're probably leaving a few gaps in there. And some things can be just so close to the bone that we almost can black out some of those things that we don't want to remember because they're simply too positive. I wonder, you know, how did it all fall apart? Because, and the reason that I'm asking is I'm looking for patterns in my own life. And one of the things, as overwhelmingly successful as I am at life generally, I have had some misses in relationships. And so what I'm trying to get back to is where did it fall apart? Where did you go wrong?
Where did I go wrong?
Because how did you make that very difficult decision to set me free?
If I could just for a second, I mean, I don't obviously, not familiar with your career, although it sounds like you're doing really well, but
you can hop online.
I mean, just in terms of what you're telling me, you know, it sounds like you've had a few divorces and then you know.
Just the four.
I think it's great that you're kind of trying to seek out what your patterns are. And I think it's really great that, you know, you're trying to go right back to the beginning of your dating life. But I think if I could offer just my own two cents, it would be that perhaps your memory of things isn't necessarily accurate. And perhaps you kind of blow situations out of proportion that maybe weren't as significant to the other person. And maybe the reason why you've had trouble finding love and certainly making your marriages succeed is that the way that you're viewing things is just, for lack of a better term, delusional. And maybe if you really took a look at that and sought some help and really kind of tried to reflect on what those relationships actually were, maybe then you'd have your answer.
Shannon Douglas was today's feature guest. Shannon Douglas, who joined me in studio, she's still here.
I was told there was a $25 gift card.
I'll get you that card.
Okay.
Shannon Douglas
Thank you.
Was here. And Shannon, I'd urge you, whenever you have time, pop on Instagram. I've got close to 700,000 followers. Would love for you to find me and follow me. That'd be what a cool way to stay connected with people from our past on social media. So
I really do. I wish you all the best.
It's happened. So your wishes have come true. And for that, I appreciate you. I appreciate this conversation. Not sure that there was much takeaway for me personally, but hopefully for some sad sack out there, this meant something to them. But obviously for me, for shoulders, for Boo or the person that used to say Boo, not a ton of takeaway because memory's a funny thing that way. Anyways, Shannon Douglas, say hi to your sister and wish her the best of luck at this year's city finals in the 200. Hope she kills it.
She's not in track.
It's fine.
Anymore.
It's fine. That's fine. Tammy, we're out. Okay. That was weird. very strange. What a weird conversation that was. Simply revisiting that reminds me of how it all fell apart way back when. It was all Shannon's fault. So that was kind of the big takeaway for me on that. And I'm sure it was for you, too. So Shannon Douglas Nikki, thanks for being on the show. Probably didn't need to have that happen actually at all. Regardless, okay, let's move on to Greener Pastures, which is the end of the show. But not to fear, because we can keep that conversation alive. Find me on social media at DexGuff on Instagram and Twitter. And very exciting news, I have a brand new online marketplace called Guff Stuff. In a lot of ways, I think this will eventually replace Amazon. So definitely go to guffstuff.com, where I am selling you some of my Guff-branded merchandise. You can get your very own Guff mug to fill up with some of that brain juice and suck that back. Actually, at this point, that's the only thing on the site. So why not give me a call at 1-800-JOY-DEXTER and let me know what else you think would be great to sell on my online marketplace, Guff Stuff. So do give me a call and let me know. Would love to hear from you, my dear, dear listener. Until next week, have a great week. Go out there and crush it. You know that's what I want you to do. That's what I'll be doing. So until next week, this is D. Guff, and I am out of here.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.